while I'm out on the road traveling on what I call the mashed potato circuit. A little while after I write them, for example, I'll be speaking to a group of good people in a banquet hall. Right now, however, I'm looking down on a busy city at rush hour. The streets below are twin ribbons of sparkling red and white. Tail lights on the cars moving away from my vantage point provide the red, and the headlights of those coming toward me the white. It's logical to assume all or most are homeward bound at the end of a day's work. I wonder why some social engineer hasn't tried to get them to trade homes. The traffic is equally heavy in both directions, so if they all lived in the end of town where they worked, it'd save a lot of travel time. But better forget I said that, and don't even think it, or some bureaucrat will try to do it. I wonder, though, about the people in those cars, who they are, what they do, what they're thinking about as they head for the warmth of home and family. Come to think of it, I've met them. Oh, maybe not those particular individuals, but still I feel I know them. Some social planners refer to them as the masses, which only proves they don't know them. I've been privileged to meet people all over this land in the special kind of way you meet them when you're campaigning. They are not the masses, or as the elitists would have it, the common man. They're very uncommon. Individuals, each with his or her own hopes and dreams, plans and problems, and the kind of quiet courage that makes this whole country run better than just about any other place on earth.
That's Ronnie speaking.